The way an object depends upon its parts, its materials, and the arrangement of these parts demonstrates that the cart has no self-existence. It appears to truly exist, but is an illusion created by the accumulation of various conditions, much in the same way that a rainbow appears to be substantial, but in fact has no solid basis. What we have to do is to take the conventional appearance of things and mix it with an awareness of their non-inherent nature. This is the essence of the training for cultivating an awareness of emptiness in the post-meditational periods. It is very important, however, that this practice of wisdom is kept within the sphere of the Bodhi mind, which is the basis of the Mahayana method. The master Atisha wrote, "Wisdom is the cultivation of an awareness of emptiness. Method includes all other practices." Therefore, the basis of the Bodhisattva's method is the Bodhi mind. The Bodhisattva meditates upon emptiness from within the sphere of the wish to attain enlightenment for the sake of all. He or she conjoins this with the other aspects of method, such as perseverance and meditative concentration. By wisdom, the Bodhisattva gains liberation from all samsaric experience. And by the force of the Bodhi mind's great compassion, the Bodhisattva shuns the complacence of mere liberation. Thus, the Bodhisattva's goal is said to abide in neither samsara nor nirvana. This is the non-abiding nirvana attained by a practitioner who takes as his or her fundamental approach the practice of the Bodhi mind as method, conjoined with the wisdom understanding emptiness. He or she steadily progresses through the 10 stages of a superior being and attains the exalted state of full omniscience.